Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud, Zvachim Lamites, Zvachim 39a, pagination is 77. We'll start at the bottom of the page, about 6-7 lines up, at the two dots, making reference to the Mishnah, which was on Lamed Vav Amud Beis. Let's read it in the Mishnah, page 72, 4 lines up. Any blood that's meant to be put on the inner mizbeach, shemchisar achas min hamatanos, and he didn't do one of the givings. He's supposed to do all four corners. He didn't do one of them. Ki'ilu lo kiper. It's as if nothing was done. Lefikach, therefore, nosan kulam kitiknon. If he did everything the way it's supposed to be done, meaning three of the four. Va'acha shalo kitikna, but he omitted the one, the fourth, that wasn't done properly. Pesula, it's going to be invalid. Ve'in bo kares, and it's not going to have kares. Meaning, even if he had in mind at the time that he was doing the blood, that it was going to be processed shalo bezmano, not at the proper time, which normally would create a pigul, but it's only pigul if an entire part of doing the blood, which would validate the carbon, was done improperly. But over here, unless you do the entire, all four corners, it's not considered done properly other than the improper thought, and therefore it is not going to be pigul. Let's continue with our Gemara Lametes Amar Aleph. Kol ani tanim al mizbeach ha-penimi. If it's on the inner mizbeach, then it's different. All four givings, matanos, have to be done. You'll remember, this is in contrast with the first part of the Mishnah, where Beis Shammai said on the outer mizbeach, two have to be done by the Karban Chatos, and Beis Hillel holds even one is going to suffice, and that's all that has to be done by a Karban Chatos to make it kosher. And over there we discussed that, therefore, the improper thought has to be present, according to Beis Shammai, by two of the givings, and according to Beis Hillel, only by one of the givings. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned. There's a pasuk in Parshas Vayikra dealing with the par he'elam davar shel tzibur, the animal that's brought because something was improperly ruled upon on the communal level and people were in violation, but with a ruling to that effect. And now they're up to the atonement korban. And at the end of the discussion, the pasuk says, "Va'asa ka'asher asa," and he should do the par ka'asher asa like he did by the par hachatos kenya asalo. That's how it should be done. So there's something extra being said. Ba'lil mod, it's coming to teach you, lichpol bahaza also, to say it again, that these givings of the blood on the mizbeach have to be done properly. V'limed, and to teach you, she'im chisar achas mikol ha-matanos lo osav lo klom, that if he omitted any one of these givings, it's nothing. Again, by the outer mizbeach, Beis Shammai said two, Beis Hillel said one. By the inner mizbeach, we're being taught that it has to be all four. Ein li ela matan sheva. I would think that this is coming to include specifically the seven times that the blood is sprinkled in the inner area. This is referring to the fact, we remember this from the Avodah of Yom Kippur, that there were special sprinklings and he would count achas, achas va'achas, achas until v'sheva, until it was one and seven. So those seven Shema'akvos b'chol makom, that's absolutely required because even in other areas where there's a concept of sprinkling, it's also required, which the Gemara is going to do on the next daf to explain that. But in any case, the 7 is the more logical one to include in this category of the extra pasuk comes to tell you that it must absolutely be done. But matan dalid minayin, how do you know that the giving of the 4 on the corners of the mizbeach is also absolutely necessary by the inner mizbeach givings? Talmud lomar ken yase. That's what the pasuk in Vayikra dalid chaf that we're referencing states when it says ken yase lo, so it shall be done. It was repeated to tell you that it must be done. Lepar, zepar yom ha-kippurim, that word makes reference to the animal, the korban of Yom Kippur, kasher osa lepar ze par kohen mashiach, hachatos elu se'iri avodas kochavim, these are including other korbanos, the par kohen mashiach, if he did wrong, and the se'iri avodas kochavim, when Avodah Zara was worshipped. Yochol sha'ani marba av se'irei haregolim u'se'irei rosh ha'chadoshim. I would think that I should also include the holiday type karbanos. Talmud loma lo. There's an exclusion to it. Uma royas l'rabos aselu lo'otzi aselu. How do I know which ones to include? Acha shariba akosav amiyet. The Gemara answers, once the pasuk came and included some and excluded others, marbani es elu, so I can logically know to include the ones shemachaprim al averos mitzvah yadua, that are atoning for a mitzvah that's known. At the time that he did it, it was mistaken, he didn't know, but later on he found out. Umotzi ani es elu, but I'm going to exclude the holiday korbanos shemachaprim al averos mitzvah yadua, that they are in general atonements for mistaken violations, but not because the person suddenly became aware of a particular violation. And therefore, we're going to include things that fit the general parameters of atonement type karbanos, where the person found out that it was a bad ruling, he found out he did wrong, he found out he made a mistake, something that he found out, and now he's bringing a karban. But things that just in general atone, because there are mistakes out there, but we don't know which ones, that's not what we were including in this very special rule that all of the matanos are ma'akev, are absolutely necessary. Yeshe koach, thank you for joining.